It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Carrie Nolan. Just a few weeks ago, New York State released a report indicating a big spike in cases of thyroid cancer on Staten Island. But the report was unclear about the cause of the unusually high rate of cases, and residents have been frustrated by official responses. Here now in our studio to explain the issue is Politico New York reporter Amanda Eisenberg. Amanda, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
The state's report found that thyroid cancer rates on Staten Island were 67% higher than the other four boroughs and 69% higher than the rest of the state. How come?
So the state thinks that overdiagnosis is leading the uptick in thyroid cases. About 10% of Americans actually have thyroid cancer, but it doesn't cause any symptoms. But if a medical professional is looking for a certain kind of cancer and finds it, what you should be doing as a doctor is actually diagnosing it and treating it.
So right.
You're going to have to go on hormones for the rest of your life. And so a lot of these cancers are actually not killing people. And that's the cause of the uptick. However, the report goes into some environmental factors, and the state didn't find that there are major risks.
Now, why do you think a larger push to screen people for thyroid cancer would be a problem? I mean, isn't it better to catch and treat it early?
In some cases, it's not. Memorial Sloan Kettering actually is working on a trial to see whether it's better to actually monitor rather than go through the surgery immediately.
Now, there's still the matter of how much higher the rates of thyroid cancer are on Staten Island compared to the rest of New York City and to the state as a whole. Now, in your story, you note that the rate has skyrocketed in the borough before now. Back in 2001, when more than a million tons of debris from the World Trade Center was stored in the Fresh Kills landfill. Could these new incidents of thyroid cancer be caused by those environmental issues?
The state hasn't found any data that suggests that. However, the data sets that they use are existing, meaning it's been collected over the past 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't too much data past 2015.
Oh. So how are Staten Islanders reacting to this report?
Staten Islanders came out to a Department of Health meeting a couple of weeks ago and expressed concerns. They felt like the state wasn't looking at Fresh Kills landfill, which is going to be closed in 2021, not looking at warehouses in Port Richmond neighborhood that store uranium, or Great Kills Park, which has actually been closed for toxic exposure, and where a lot of Staten Islanders grew up playing basketball and soccer.
Well, what about the city? How are local officials addressing these concerns?
So the city is actually going to put out a report in the coming weeks that look at environmental risks on Staten Island. So Councilman Joe Borelli is a Staten Island Republican. I spoke to him this week, and he said that he was on the advisory board for Mayor de Blasio's task force to try to figure out what some environmental risks are. And he's been very critical of the mayor, but he thinks the mayor's done a really fantastic job with this task force and is hopeful that the results are going to be helpful to Staten Islanders.
Well, this is definitely a story that we're going to keep looking at as time ticks by. Amanda Eisenberg covers healthcare for Politico New York. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.